What a great day this is!
You're happy. What's got you in such an up mood?
Well, I'm not sure. It's just that the news of the resurrection still makes me so joyful. It's like we have hope. It's like we can still believe because Jesus said these things would happen, and they did. And God raised him. You know, it's great news.
Sooner or later, you'll come back down to earth. Things will get real again, quick enough.
What makes you so sure that what I'm feeling isn't lasting?
Nobody can be that happy all the time. It isn't humanly possible.
No problem. It doesn't have to be humanly possible. It's godly possible.
Oh, cute. Life isn't a bed of roses, you know. There's lots of tough stuff out there that we have to deal with every day. People are getting hurt, and more are getting hurt. No one really cares about anyone else anymore.
Did I miss something?
No. What did I do? I do.
Of course. Life isn't a bed of roses. I know that. But I know that no matter what is thrown at me, I will get through it. Because my Savior got through the worst that can happen. Things will hurt, and people will get hurt. But instead of just hanging my head and moaning about the problems, maybe now I can be someone who helps with the solution. I'm not alone. It doesn't all depend on me. I can be part of the good work.
I just wish we all had faith like that.
You can have faith. Let your heart open up and see Jesus with you. Listen again to the words of the people on the Emmaus Road and know that he is with you, walking with you on your journey. You don't have to go it alone. No matter what happens, he will be with you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Still don't know what I did wrong. You'll tell me later.
It's a secret.
Well, today's message, which I promised it's short, is adapted in part from a sermon which was first preached by Pastor Bruce of the Maple Grove United Methodist Church in Columbus, Ohio, in March of 2013. But in the Methodist tradition, Pastor Bruce is no longer at the Maple Grove United Methodist Church. Obviously, he's been moved. I couldn't find a last name for him, but I did want to give credit where credit is due. So thank you, Pastor Bruce, whoever and wherever you are. The original journey to Emmaus took place on Easter Day. In the wake of Jesus' death, two of his followers have given up entirely and left town. While they're walking and talking, Jesus comes and walks with them. But Luke says their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Maybe grief or disappointment got in their eyes. After all, their hopes in Jesus have just been dashed. Their expectations of him have been left unmet. He's been hung on a tree. They'd been so excited about Jesus. They'd put so much faith in him. When he died, there didn't seem to be anything to do but to leave and put it all behind them. Sure, there were those people who said Jesus was alive again. But who could believe talk like that? They hadn't seen him yet. So on they walked, telling this stranger about their friend Jesus, how he had suffered and died, and how he had meant so much to them and so many others. They never suspected that the stranger was indeed Jesus. The journey to Emmaus is for the disappointed, for those whose expectations have gone unmet. Surely all of us have walked that road at some point. It's the road we walk when we don't get the job that we feel 100% ready to take on, when our candidate loses, when your spouse doesn't talk to you and you don't know what you did wrong, when our loved one is seriously ill, is dying, or has died. It's the road you find yourself on when all the ways that you used to feel close to God just don't work anymore. That's the Emmaus Road. Surely everyone has been there at one time or another. But here's the amazing and wonderful promise of the gospel. On your road of loneliness and despair, you are never alone. Oh, you may think you're alone, but you're not. The one who joins you along the way, the one who hears your disappointment and your heartache, the one you complain to about Jesus letting you down, yep, that's Jesus right there. Jesus might not look like you expected. Jesus may not have a beard or sandals like Kevin. No long hair or piercing eyes. Jesus might look, well, like anybody here today. Jesus might look like the stranger who at the hospital comes to you with a cup of coffee when you're distraught and sobbing and just sits there. Jesus might look like the supervisor who offers encouragement when you're about to quit your job, or the stranger who helps you put your groceries in the car when you're struggling with that crazy cart at Price Chopper. Why would you call these people Jesus? Because the Emmaus Road story shows us it's true. If you're looking for the risen Christ in all his resurrected glory, you could look forever. If you're expecting a voice from heaven or some magical sign, you might never find Jesus. The promise of the gospel is this: when you think you're all alone, you're not. Jesus is your companion all along the way. Here's another thing about the Emmaus Road. A lot of times, we don't know it's Jesus until later on, after the fact. Cleophas and his friend walk with Jesus for miles. They talk about their faith. They talk about their lack of faith. They share a meal, never knowing or even suspecting who he is, until Jesus takes the bread, blesses and breaks it, and gives it to them. That's when they know who it is. These actions, this bread, they've seen this before. And they remember. But no sooner do they recognize him than he vanishes. He's gone again. It's only looking back that they know. The signs were there all along. Jesus explained the scriptures to them on the road. Their hearts burned within them. But only looking back do they put it all together. Isn't that the way it is? Jesus is always there, but we don't always know it immediately. When I was 5 years old, one Sunday evening in April at my grandparents', I accidentally managed to pour a pot of perked coffee down my right side. I had severe burns from my hip, from my shoulder to my hip. My parents rushed me to the hospital. I don't even know if there were ambulances then, but I went in the car. My mom has told me the story of the night you were burned over the years. When I arrived at the hospital, the doctors and nurses weren't too positive. They told my parents, well, if she makes it through the night, she'll probably be okay. Let's just say Mom and Dad were not comforted by those words. And there they sat, waiting while the medical folks did what they could. At one point, Mom tells that she went out for some fresh air on what I believe was a fire escape or something near the waiting room, and there she sat, crying and praying. In her words, someone put their hands on her shoulders and she was comforted. This someone wasn't my dad. It wasn't one of the medical personnel. My dad says no one but she went out that door. It was the presence of Jesus convincing her that he was with her. After this occurred, we had a long, hard summer of treatment ahead. But according to Mom, she was able to handle the every other day sessions where I literally had the bandages removed, salve put on, and new bandages applied. She knew that God had given her the strength that she needed to get through this. We've all had experiences on that Emmaus road. Even when you think you're all alone, you're not. Jesus is your companion along the way. Jesus gives us strength and the support that we need. I truly believe that Jesus appears to us many times in the form of angels. Those persons who appear out of nowhere and perform a much needed task and then suddenly disappear. I believe I've told this story before. It's about the night that our 80-foot concrete silo fell on top of the barn with over 100 cows inside. It just toppled. People appeared out of nowhere in the middle of the night to help clear the silage and to get to the animals, and then in the morning to help to feed the animals, the silage which was all over the place, to those that survived. The one person who Greg and I will never forget is the guy with the backhoe. This man showed up, and for hours he took silage off the pile which had crushed the barn and took it to a field next to where the barn had been. He never stopped to eat any of the food which people from all over the county had brought and was set up in our kitchen. He just kept going and going, taking pile after pile and piling it in a field. And then he started to pull out, and Greg came running into the house to get the checkbook to pay him. By the time Jesus came back out, he, the backhoe, and his truck were gone. They literally vanished into thin air. Nobody knew who he was or where he had come from. An angel? Yes, I believe. Jesus was among us that day. He's been among us many times during our life. He's with each one of you, each and every step of your journey. If you're on the Emmaus Road, the road of doubt and disappointment, take heart, be patient, keep your eyes open. Jesus is out there somewhere. You only need to have eyes to see and ears to hear his word. Amen.